Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Sima.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I am good. And this is our first podcast of 2026. And I'm very excited because we are starting the conversation today with two wonderful guests, Dragana Babic and Sanya Hunyadi. I practiced their names so that I wouldn't butcher them. And I met Dragana through Women Tech International, and we struck up a conversation there, and she said, hey, I think I have something that would be great for your podcast. And I was like, yes, we want to hear it. We want to talk about it. So they are doing something that's pretty exciting, bringing together technology, education, inclusion, social change through a regional digital platform that's being developed for children with learning disabilities. Learning difficulties. It's a powerful initiative that shows how technology can be used not just to innovate but to include. That's kind of exciting. What do you have to add to that, Sima? I know that you've written down some notes. I'm not going to take all your glory.
No, I'm really excited today to talk with Sanya and Dragana, and also to know about this amazing platform and what they're doing. And I also know that they also want to talk about the digital citizenship education. And this is really excites me because I have a lot of questions about it. And also, of course, to talk about other critical thinking and media for young people. So I think to make it longer, I'm going to give the mic for Sanya and Dragana to introduce themselves for us.
Yes.
Would you like to go first? Yes. Hello. Thank you for a chance to start a new year with this wonderful podcast and actually to share some of our ideas, initiatives, and motivation that keeps us going also in the next year and next years, I hope. Today, we want to just briefly introduce our platform that is not only for children and the children with the special needs, but also for their parents and educators, that will put in one place everybody that can contribute for better future inclusion and bigger and dreams for all children, not only for children that has or have possibilities access knowledge in normal schools or normal ways, but also for children that are deprived in some ways, socially or challenged. So this platform should offer all parties access to information, to communication, and to start and to develop together the learning process, to exchange experience, to share knowledge, actually, and to be present in one place where they will feel they belong together. What is one of the main feelings that we want to promote, that we all belong together.
This is important.
Amazing.
Dragana, when you and I first talked, we talked about the fact that you are both centered in a very specific part of the world, and that this technology you're building is coming from women in that part of the world. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, I'm super, super grateful for you for this opportunity, because I reach out to you and I didn't believe. Like I was thinking, like, there's no way she's going to respond, and you respond such quickly note, yes, of course. So I was kind of a, you know, positive shock that you are actually willing, and that you are, because I listened to your speech at the Woman Tech Network Awards, I think. And then I see that you are not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. And
oh, nice.
That is super, super important for me, because I am a Woman Tech Network country leader, also an ambassador in a lot of international associations. But I have to say, maybe it's not such a on a positive note, but in Europe especially, there are a lot of initiatives and podcasts and associations and everything, but it's not truly, I would say it's a woman in tech nowadays are becoming like a buzzword much more than really add a value to the woman in tech movement in general. Yeah. So I was super, super excited to have the opportunity to meet actually some women that are actually adding a value to it. And I was forgetting, what was the question? I'm sorry.
We talked about where you were located and how you have more difficulties perhaps as women in tech.
Well, yes, like I'm stationed in Banja Luka in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And just to say, I'm the first Google's Woman Tech Maker Ambassador. And in all international networks, I was like the first one, which was kind of shocking to me also. And I would say just in a Balkan area, that is the same situation. And I would say we don't have so much opportunities, and on podcasts, on articles that I have the opportunity to contribute to, I'm always like the first one. And actually in the first time it was exciting, but now it's pretty boring. But I want actually to be to see a woman like me in a different international settings, mm-hmm. and not just to be alone. And also my colleagues, I meet her at the Council of Europe conference, the closing conference on digital citizenship education, and I was kind of a super excited somebody from my area. Have, so I'm super super flattered to be here with her.
Of course, I will just add, I'm based in Ljubljana, but I'm originally from Banja Luka, and actually my professional background goes to media and journalism, but in the recent years I'm more also involved in as a special advisor with the Global Youth and News Media, where I promote digital citizenship and media literacy actually and critical thinking. And this is the areas that we click together, and I'll also find a way to cooperate with this platform and to add all these let's say components together to elevate it on a higher level and to give it more perspectives. So one perspective is inclusion, one perspective is digital citizenship, and that one perspective is media literacy, what is very important in today's world, and critical thinking, especially for young people, when technology is developing so fast and so rapidly, especially with AI, that we need to be also adults, not only children, to update our critical thinking daily, because we can see the, let's say, also the parents need some additional critical thinking education. Mm-hmm. Also educators need that. We all have to actually work hard to be the let's say critical towers, also technology, media, and to help us make better decision in this fast moving world.
Yeah.
Amazing. I agree with you. Like, I feel like I would love to see more women. And now we're going back to, I feel like, almost to step zero, because now what's happening in Europe, also in the States, around the world, we're still fighting, or we're refighting for women again, rights for women equality. And I know sometimes Michelle and I, we talk about it before. The shocking numbers, like everyone think that maybe the States or Canada have the best equality or gender equality, or even for more women in tech. Well, no, it's other country. I know for Rwanda, a country in Africa, has more women in parliament more than any place around the world. I want to move the conversation for the digital platform. It's first of all, I'm really impressed. And I'm really happy that you're working on it. And I want to have question. I would love to know, was there a specific moment, maybe story, maybe a child that made you realize this platform had to exist?
Yes, of course. So we collaborate with the internet with the organization in our community, and the president of that in informal conversation tell us about cases in a smaller cities in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and how children with disabilities are in a kind of a situation that is very, very shocking for us. We didn't we wasn't aware about how the conditions are, that they don't have any accessibility to the major centers because of lack of financial situation or etc. So when we figure out that there is actually such a large number of children in a smaller communities in our country in that position, it was kind of so shocking to us. And she very explained us in very detailed manner what is that position. And we were kind of absolutely shocked that that is even possible in Europe today, that some children and with the benefits of vast numbers of digital tools for learning, because I'm a tech educator, so I work with children, so I know how what the vast possibilities are. And I wasn't aware till that point that they don't have any digital tools for education in their cases, or there is some digital tools, but they are like 10 years ago or 15 years ago. They are what is the word, like old tools. It's not
Oh,
usable.
yeah, out
Out
of
of date.
date. Yeah.
And also we have some experience here from a center for neglect and abuse children, where we see how they do not have access also to digital tools. And because those associations are in the same yard, we were so in shock by the encounter with the children there, and we decide like that has to change, like period. So this is the reason why we are developing now the platform.
Yeah, the platform actually targets also educators because they are the main machine how to bring
And
and
parents
parents, of
also.
course,
Okay.
to
We want to
us
make like
it
some
starts at
hub.
home.
So we are trying to do our best in our position, but I would say we don't have I will say funding or resources in this phase, but we have a good and strong will to do, and we are going to do
And
that.
also we have to be grateful for the team, that we have a team
Yes.
of experts that are voluntarily
Only one man, I have to say, that is
okay, but
only
one
one.
who is good
Only one.
represented.
And we are kind of like, oh, you are good to be here with old woman. He is
Yeah.
fantastic also.
Yes, so
Good. Okay.
they all work voluntarily in
Yeah.
developing this. So it is so important that we are lucky to have this good people in a team.
Yes, I must say I'm super proud of our team. They are working constantly, like 8 months without on a volunteer base. So we are really, really trying to do our best to contribute. And I'm pretty sure that this is going to be like I think that everybody is going to be surprised that this region, like a Balkan region or Western Balkan region, could actually contribute at that level with that high quality platform to the, I would say, European context or
Yes,
global.
because it is rare that from this region, let's say, when you are really limited with funds and resources to innovate something that can benefit really globally. That's why we are also working hard and to promote this
Yeah,
idea
so thank you,
that
girls. You are the from one of the first.
Yes,
And we
thank
are going to remember that. Yes,
you.
because we really wanted this innovation and this let's say way of thinking and the feeling of belonging that we want to promote together with this goes to every child, to every educator, whatever it needed. So we really want to make that mission that we all have a right to be educated, to develop critical thinking, to make best decisions, and to belong together and to create together.
And also, I was want to point out that this is a universal value. Like you understand, all parts of the world understand what we are doing. Like we don't have, it's something that it's a universal value. And I think that is why it's super important to promote. And as I say, you are girls, one of the first, and we'll remember that. And when we are having so much success, then we are going to remember, like Michelle.
Well, we're very
You
honored to
already.
have you here for sure. Now you touched on something that I don't know if this phrase exists in all languages, but in English we say think globally, act locally. And I
Of
think
course.
you are doing that very, very well. And so you are specifically focusing on your region, and then it sounds like you have designs to move this into a global type situation. So are you looking at making it multilingual? Is it something that are you starting with one specific language? Are you starting with multiple? Can you give a little bit of an idea of how you're going from local, regional to, world domination?
Yes. With the universal good. Yes. We will start, of course, with the pilot project that will be in one language, and then we will just let's say multiply that in other languages and also localized Yes, localized for all regions. Well, firstly and foremostly at the regional region. Sorry, at the regional level, excuse
Regional.
me. So, and then after that, it's going to be like European and then worldwide. We are hoping to do so.
Because also we want to add a little bit of design management thinking, design thinking in the whole process. Why? Because we want to start small, then we want to
Test
go
it. We
test it, we want to get some feedbacks, improve it, and goes to the next level, and then multiply it, and then again get some feedback, because we firmly be believe that each experience, each region, each country will have its own, let's say, contribution that will help to maybe elevate or to share something, some experience, some knowledge, something that can be also used in other regions, countries. So that's why we want to go with this design thinking approach firstly. So pilot project, then getting some feedbacks and improving it and giving it back and so on. So this is the approach we want to consider for actually to reach as much children, as much educators, as much people as we can.
In age of misinformation, I know you talked about the digital citizenship and critical, let's say, thinking. In the age of this misinformation, algorithm, and social media pressure, what skills do young people most urgently need? And how can educators, parents, or platform help children become more critical users of technology rather than passive consumers?
Yes. First, it's everything starts at home. We also, that's why I want on this platform to reach firstly parents. Then it is in school where children actually spend a lot of time. And also in schools, it is important that they are coming back not only from school with the new information, with the new, let's say, knowledge, but also with some critical thinking skills that they can actually develop their own opinion about something, and to be, let's say, thought how to develop, yes, this is true, this is not true. I should check it twice. I should check it maybe with my parents. I should check it maybe in, let's say, some other resources for information that I'm getting. Also, when they are online, they should have the same approach. So their, let's say, peers or someone tells them something that they actually have this approach. Okay, let me check it. I don't believe it if it doesn't feel like true. It doesn't seems like to be, let's say, genuine. Let me check.
Yeah.
Let me check it with my parents. Let me check it with my teachers. Let me check it with other resources, so we can, so that they can actually be able to make their own opinion and developing this critical way of thinking, so they can trust firstly themselves, not the AI, not the teachers per se, not educators per se, but have my own opinion and my own experience with information in this digital age.
Amazing.
It is amazing. So you recently presented your work and the resources at the Council of Europe Forum in Strasbourg. That had to be very exciting for you. So we want to know, like, what was the key message that you wanted to bring to that audience, and what kind of contribution did you receive from them?
Well, the key message from Strasbourg is, as we, as I was saying already, the universal value is everywhere the same. So, as you say, develop locally, act globally, and this is exactly what happens at the European Council of Europe Forum in Strasbourg. We have some two workshops and actually one article. And this was like a community-based initiatives. I was not thinking that there are anything like special at the moment. And I must say they were completely volunteer and with the $0, so like led. So we held a cybersecurity workshop, which Sanya was talking about,
nice.
About the of thinking.
Nice.
I would say from IT perspective, cybersecurity is like workshops are with this critical thinking are connected. And we held cybersecurity workshops for children with development disability because there were no, actually, they never have cybersecurity education whatsoever. And we heard some stories, as I was telling, from the president of that association that was so, I don't know what term in English should I put to it was a I would say horrendous thing on internet because they didn't have any education about cybersecurity. And then we find out about that and we conducted this workshop. And the funny part was that the teachers were actually youth. It was youth for youth with disabilities, and the teacher was a girl with disability.
Oh, that's
So,
cool. That's impressive, yeah. Yeah.
yes, we put her in a position to be a leader, to be a teacher, to be
I love that.
confident. And one moment was very, I would say, I don't know, it was very
Emotional.
emotional. I was telling her how teacher is standing because she was like that with the youth. Us the all, the rest of the youth was very confident. They were like,
Yeah.
we are teachers, and they were like, but she was like that.
A little
And then
shy.
yes, and she was standing next to them like this, and I was telling her how teacher is standing, how teacher is standing, and I'm
Show
telling
me,
her to be,
empowering her
yes,
to be, yeah.
to be teacher, like you're a teacher, you are a role model. That was like the specific something that I
Yeah.
really remember. That was one workshop, and the other one was with a Center for Neglect and Abused Children. We conduct a series of AI workshops there, so we kind of blend the new tendency with that environment, and that was like really unusual to do, and it was kind of the results of that workshops was that one boy, because the workshops are held and implemented in the way, because it's a short period of time. We don't have, like, for technical knowledge, there is no time actually. So we want to spark an interest, like to spark an interest that it is. So we present the AI, like, this is super exciting,
Yeah.
like fun, very interactive. They see themselves in the screen. They were creative, and because of that, one boy from that center came to a regular IT education. So we have a kind of real effect. And when you see it's a short period of time, we don't have enough resources to conduct. So it's a great. We were super, super, super excited that we could motivate him to get to IT, and now he is an IT expert.
I love it.
He's learning
That's
Python and very excited about that. So this was the resources that we presented at Strasbourg. It was a very honor to some educator from Bosnia and Herzegovina to to present resources there. And we just show, as we are trying with the digital platform, that we also could add value, but real value, to the European context at that time, and to set an example and good practices from regions like this. Well, breaking the stereotype, I will
Yeah.
say.
Absolutely. We only have a couple of minutes left. So what I want to ask you is, what are your goals for the future? It's wonderful to share the information, but what can audiences that listen to you and learn about this do to help you move things forward?
Yeah, it's a lot
That's a
of
good
things.
question.
Good question. This is a good question. Actually, first, they all can come to be active in their own environment first.
and to do what they can to, let's say, promote the values that we have, that we emphasized in this podcast. Everybody can contribute on their way for children, especially for children in with special needs, to help them learn something, to help them improve in any level. It can be like I don't know, teach them how to use let's say phone or
Yes.
how to use iPad or how to use I don't know any tool that can help them become more let's say digital
Aware.
aware of digital with their digital literacy, because we are living in a world where technology is moving very fast. It will
Oh,
not
yeah.
stop. It will
Yeah.
not stop. Technology will not stop. It will and we really need to be digitally literate every day
Yes, and
more.
nobody could should be left beside, like
And every
even
nobody
kids.
should left behind, and everybody should
Exactly.
feel like what everybody can do actually is to give them the feeling of belonging, that
Yes.
they are equally let's say have a right to have
Yes.
equal opportunity as anybody else, especially in dealing with digital tools with AI, and also to teach them to be critical, that AI is a
Yeah.
just a tool. It's not your it's not assistant, it's not a friend, it's not
Yeah.
anything that can let's say compensate with some true human being, but it is a tool, and it is important to develop this critical thinking from early age, both children, parents, children with special needs, everybody that can actually be misled with the narrative that AI can use to make us believe it is more than a just technology.
Sure. I agree with you. Also, the AI tools are not they are not telling the truth. They are biased. There's a lot of things that not everything coming from the AI, it's 100% truth. Also, sometimes give more information. Also, if you ask them about a race with the other race, it's yeah. Ladies, thank you, Sonia. Thank you, Dragana, for the inspiring and deeply meaningful conversation. And I know we can go talk like for hours and hours about it.
Yes.
Your work reminds us and everyone that technology is not just about code, it's about people, dignity, access, and opportunity.
Yes.
If I want to say also, if one of the people want to reach out to you, if people want to contact you, how they can do that, where they can find you.
Through our LinkedIn and
Profiles, yes. We are on LinkedIn, both of us, and they
I'm
can.
also in a lot of international associations, Women Tech Network,
Yeah.
Women Tech Makers, She Can Code, so they can contact me also there.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, I will share your linked profile and our subscription or description of our the podcast, and then that also people, if they listen and they want to reach out to you and they want to talk to you, of course they can do that. And we will also, when you share the social post, we will tag you there. So
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. Next week, Sabah and I are going to talk about an initiative that we are undertaking for the first time this year. I'm going to tease it out a little bit, Sabah, which is we
yeah.
are going to hold a live event on International Women's Day this year. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that next week and what we're hoping to accomplish and how our listeners and women can contribute to that as well. So we're really looking forward to that. So Dragana, Sanya, thank you so much for being here with us
Thank
today.
you.
Yes, and Sama, I will see you next week for sure.
See you.
And
Definitely.
yeah, and as we always say, if our wonderful listeners have questions, please reach out to us. If you want to be connected, we can do that for you as well. And if you have questions or ideas for future podcasts, like Dragana did, please reach out to us. We love having wonderful
Yeah.
guests like these two wonderful women today. So thank you, everybody. We will see you
Thank you
next
very
time.
much, awesome girl. See you
Bye.
next time,
And
yeah. Good luck with your
Super enjoying.
initiative. Thank
Yeah, and
you.
Dragana, we will publish the podcast on Friday. We will reach out to you and share the link and our social post also with you. So please reach out.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
Okay.
girl.
Thank you,
It was a pleasure.
everybody. Thank
Bye.
you.
Bye.
It was
Have a
so
lovely
nice
day.
meeting you, and good luck with your initiative. Really
Oh,
looking
thank
forward
you.
to
Thank
hear
you.
more
Thank
about
you.
that.
Like, thanks
Bye-bye.
a lot. Thank you.